You won't believe this. Who would have dreamed that two buzzards would land in the same tree that contained one dog and one cowboy? Not me. I mean, normal buzzards are shy about humans and go out of their way to keep away from them, right? That's the way it's supposed to work, but guess who showed up? Wallace and Junior. They came flapping down out of the sky and crash-landed in the tree right above me. Slim froze and stared up at the big, ugly birds. His mouth dropped open. All he could say was,
"Good honk. We're drawing buzzards."
Slim couldn't hear the buzzards talking. Humans don't speak buzzard. But I could. Wallace yelled, "Here we go, son! A safe haven, one step ahead of the storm!"
Yeah, but, Pa, I think we've got a company.
It was then that Wallace's buzzard eyes fell upon me.
"Well, I never! Junior, what is that thing out there on that limb?"
Junior grinned.
"Well, I think it's our doggy friend, doggy friend."
"Doggy friend? Junior, there's two things wrong with that. In the first place, buzzards don't make friends with dogs, and in the second place, dogs don't climb trees. I'm sorry, son, but you need to get your glasses fixed."
Yeah, but I don't wear glasses.
"Well, maybe you should. That ain't a dog."
"He is too a dog."
"That ain't a dog. Junior, don't argue with your..."
Wallace squinted his eyes and gave me a closer inspection.
"Well, now he does look kind of like a dog, don't he?"
Yeah, because he is.
"All right, maybe he's a dog, but he's no friend of ours. Junior, what do you reckon he's doing up here? Dogs don't climb... Son, tell that dog to scram out of here and leave us in peace."
Junior gave me a smile and waved his wing.
"Hi, doggy. What are you doing up in this tree? Tree?"
"I can't explain it, Junior. All I can tell you is that I'm here, and you can tell your old man that I've got no plans for leaving." Junior shrugged and turned to the old man.
"Pa, he said..."
I heard him.
Wallace whipped his head around and glared at me.
"Pooch, I don't believe in sharing trees with a dog. It ain't natural."
"Then leave."
"No, sir, we ain't a-gonna leave. There's a storm coming, and we don't fly in bad weather, no we don't, so maybe we'll have to share this tree is what we'll have to do."
"Fine with me." Wallace tucked his head under his wing.
"Junior, I'm fixing to take myself a nap. Tell that dog to lie still and shut up, because if he wakes me up, I'm liable to be in a real cranky mood."
Okay, Pa.
Junior turned to me.
Pa, as I said...
Just then, Slim climbed out on the limb and gave it another shake.
"Hank, let go."
I held on and rode it out. But all that shaking disturbed Wallace. His head came out from under his wing and he shot me a hot glare.
"Dog, you was warned about making noise and carrying on. If this nonsense don't stop right now, I'm liable to get on the peck."
The old buzzard went back into his sleeping position. A moment later, Slim gave the limb another shake. Wallace's head shot up and his eyes were on fire.
"All right, that done it. Dog, you are fixing to..."
Pa, it wasn't the doggy. It was..."
Junior aimed a wing at Slim.
"Him."
Wallace's head swiveled around.
"Well, who is he and what's he doing in my tree?"
"Well... I think he's trying to help our doggy friend get out of the tree, is how it looks to me."
"Help him?"
Wallace cut his eyes from side to side. Then a big smile spread across his beak.
Why, Junior, our doggy friend is in trouble, serious trouble. He might fall to the ground and... Junior, when was the last time we had a nice warm meal?
Let me think.
It was 2 weeks ago, a dead rat on the side of the road. And son, this could be Rattle-a-Tree, Junior. Let's help that fine man. Jump up and down. Supper's awaiting. Go on, doggy, take a dive.
Grinning like a lunatic, Wallace started jumping up and down on the limb. Slim hadn't understood any of Wallace's conversation, and I don't know what he thought was going on, but he inched his way further out on the limb and gave it a ferocious shake. All at once, my teeth rattled. My ears flew in all directions. Leaves and cottonwood cotton filled the air. But through it all, I managed to hang on. Hank, let go of the dadgum. Oops. I guess Slim went farther out on that limb than he should have. I could have told him. I mean, anyone with half a brain should have known. Anyway, the limb broke. And fellas, you talk about things happening fast and a situation going from bad to worse. Maybe you think the limb broke in half and that Slim and I plunged to our deaths on the ground below. Or maybe you think Loper and Sally Mae and Alfred caught us in their safety net and we all laughed and walked away. Neither one. Here's what happened. The limb broke, but it wasn't a clean break. Why? Because it was a green limb, and green limbs never break smooth in half. For the simple reason that... There's a simple explanation for it, but we don't have time to go into it. And besides, I don't know the simple explanation. The limb cracked, see, but held together by a hinge of green wood. That was the good news. The bad news was that the limb went from pointing straight out to pointing straight down. And all at once, we found ourselves in a very odd situation. I managed, through brute strength and determination, to cling to the limb. And we're talking about hugging that rascal with all four legs and paws. The limb swung back and forth, and I swung around, just barely hanging on. When I dared to open my eyes, I saw... Yipes. Guess who else was clinging to the limb with all his might, and whose face was now only 6 inches from the end of my nose? Give up? It was Slim. And boy, did he look, well, mad enough to commit destruction on someone. But he was so busy hanging on for dear life that he wasn't able to do what he was thinking. It was a very awkward moment. I mean, I felt terrible about it, for I understood that in a small but tiny way, I had been, well, partly responsible for... I mean, he was hanging upside down on a half-broken limb, and if the limb happened to break the rest of the way, the situation was not only awkward and embarrassing for poor Slim, but also pretty dangerous. Your ordinary dogs would have done nothing to help. They would have just hung there, worrying about saving their own skins. Me? I've always aimed for a higher standard, don't you know? And I've always been the kind of dog who cares deeply about the health and welfare of his human friends. What I did next was very risky, extremely dangerous and hazardous, and... Okay, courageous. Let's go ahead and say it. I had to take bold action. Risking life and limb, get it? I dared to shoot out my tongue and give poor Slim a lick on the nose, just to let him know that, hey, there was someone on the ranch who really cared. My goodness, I think he missed the point. I mean, I was just trying to... You know what he did? All at once, he clenched his teeth, and his eyes bulged out so far that I could see 23 blood vessels in the white part. And then he hissed, "Hank, if I get out of here alive..." Gee whiz. Sometimes I get the feeling that it's impossible to please these people. I mean, you knock yourself out to... All at once, the wind picked up again, a cool, damp breeze coming from the southwest. The limb rocked back and forth, wider and wider, and on every swing, we could hear the squeak of the broken hinge. Then we were shaken by a big clap of thunder, so loud that it caused the wild turkeys to start gobbling down along the creek. Was that some kind of clue? Don't forget about the Murphy turkey case. Pretty scary, huh? It got worse. A big raindrop splatted me on the face, and then another. Good grief, it was starting to rain. And from somewhere above me, I could hear the voice of an insane buzzard. Jump, Pooch! It ain't the fall that kills you, it's the sudden stop. Ha ha! Junior, did you bring any salt and pepper?
Pa, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, but I ain't. Stand by for grub, son.
The rain fell harder. My claws were getting wet. I could feel them slipping and losing their grip on the limb. Down below, I could see Loper and Sally Mae and Alfred. They stared at me with wide, terror-filled eyes. And you know what? They were all upside down. I was slipping, slipping, slipping. I lost my grip. I fell. And I guess that's the end of the story. Sorry.